Hello?
Hello, I'm looking to speak with Tahwani.
This is she.
Good afternoon. My name is George. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Probably.
And thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
I'm in the older range.
Can you give me an estimated number?
We'll say 45 to 60.
Okay. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
We'll say 7.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I just vote based on what the issues are and the person running. I don't categorize myself as any of the above.
So, from the options that I have, what do you want me to mark down for you?
I would say other. We could just say
Okay.
other.
In thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I would say, I think I would say dissatisfied.
And thank you again for your patience. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose two. Here's the first one: crime and violence, improving K through 12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, healthcare cost, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, or gun relations and reform.
Probably the democracy and upholding our freedoms.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. On this section here, I would like to ask you, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Economic conditions in our country. I'm not really sure. I mean, I see the inflation and I'm gonna say probably, I guess I'm gonna say staying the same for now.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting better.
And how often would you say you experience a racist or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all often?
Not often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I think I have the same.
Okay. And I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're very unfavorable, 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can choose any number between 0 and 100. And here's the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
Maybe 50.
Okay. The NAACP.
Maybe 75.
Kamala Harris?
Yep. Okay, so which one is 0 to 100, 100 being favorable or unfavorable?
Yes. 100 meaning
favorable, okay.
Very favorable, and 0 meaning very unfavorable.
Okay, I would say 75.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Maybe 25?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Maybe 50.
Taylor Swift.
What was that?
Taylor Swift.
I didn't catch that.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
75. I don't know. Maybe.
What about Joe Biden?
Indifferent. Yeah, probably about 25.
Ron DeSantis?
Probably about, I'm maybe 25.
The Democratic Party?
Probably 50.
And thank you again for your patience. I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
That I would be totally undecided at this time.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm not really sure about that one either.
Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Here's the first one. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree?
I'm not sure about that. I think I'm going to disagree on that.
Disagree?
So they contribute more than they take? Is that what you said?
That's what the statement says, ma'am.
Immigrants contribute more. I would agree.
Strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
The other one says, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is so much. Not compared to what it was 20 years ago, 50 years ago, or more.
So would you say strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I, I would strongly disagree with that.
The other one says the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
I'm going to somewhat agree.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
I think yes. I would agree.
I'll somewhat agree. This other one says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Is there somewhere to be right in the middle on that one? Because I think in some places it is and some it's not. So I don't think that it's not so much where I live, but I see that it is in other people's lives.
From the options that I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I'll say somewhat agree.
Okay. And this one here says, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience of profit of big tech.
Yes, I would agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'm going to strongly agree on that.
And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus and in employment?
I do.
Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made.
Okay.
Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, Statement A or Statement B?
I think Statement A.
Statement A strongly or Statement A somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, 0 means that you do not agree at all, that it is being threatened or undermined at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. A fair and equitable court system. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
So 0 to 10 that it's being undermined?
10 meaning you strongly agree that it is being threatened or undermined. 0 means that you do not agree that it is being threatened or undermined at all.
I would say 6.
The other one says religious freedom. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
8. That it's being, towards being undermined, correct? And 0, not at all?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
The next one says, free and fair elections.
I'm going to say 7.
quality K-12 education?
I'm going to say probably 7 as well.
Traditional family values?
7.
A strong military?
8.
Affordable health care?
4.
Secure borders?
Probably 6.
And now I'm going to read you a few statements people have on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. Here's the first one. Americans' democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that our parents. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
A 5.
Oh, this one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for the better future. But sadly, it is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources and access affordable higher education that can bring the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
Could you repeat that? I'm so sorry. That was a really long, had a lot of details in there.
Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bring the gap for communities that feel left behind.
I agree with that. So agree was closer to 10, correct?
Yes, 10 means that you strongly agree. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all.
So we'll say 10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I would say 7.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
In high school.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Weekly.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yeah or no?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, ma'am. You're welcome. Goodbye.